You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Pretty funny story that came out. The headline was 10 subtle reminders that you are getting old. And we thought it might be kind of funny to ask Dom and Jeremy listeners to call in and tell us the first sign that you remember that you were getting up there. And here's the funny thing. This can happen to people in their 20s, in their 30s.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
In their 40s, 50s. It doesn't matter. You're like, oh, wait a minute. Like the classic, and man, this happens to me all the time, is that I will see the list of the awards shows, whether it's music or movies or whatever, and I'm like, I don't know 2/3 of those people.
Right. Yeah.
The MTV Video Music Awards were just recently, and sure, you got your Taylor Swifts and you got stuff like that. But I was like, I don't know who any of
who
those
are
people
these youngsters.
Are. I know. And I'm, you know, in pop culture. I work on a morning radio show that plays pop music, and at the same time I was like, dang, I am out of touch. The only other one that I can think of for me right away is there was a comedian. I guess it's he who shall not be named because he was kind of canceled. But he had this very funny bit about, and he was in his, I don't know, early 40s. And he was like, what's the deal with it hurting to put on my socks?
Oh my God. That's truly, that might be a bigger issue.
You're in your back and you're like, oh, this kind of aches a little bit to put my socks on.
That's pretty good.
And he was real funny because he said, I know other people have got problems, but that's my problem. It's hard for him to put his socks on. And I've been there a few times and I'm like, oh, my back, I'm trying to put socks on. I'm like, oh.
Well, wait till your feet start hurting too. And you put that soft cotton on them. You're like, oh, my feet. What always gets me is like on those sites when you got to scroll through and get your year of your birth, you know, and it's like.
You just keep scrolling back.
And you got to stop and hit it again. You're like, my God, there's a lot of people that's been born since I was born. My goodness gracious. The thing recently that I've noticed is I have switched to an avocado oil butter, Dom, to reduce, you know, some cholesterol that I'm intaking. Mm-hmm. I like a little butter on my toast in the morning or a pancake, and I've discovered the avocado oil butter.
You know, that's really good because the whole diet restriction thing.
Oh, yeah.
Is a big sign for a lot of people because a lot of times when you're in your teens, but when you're in your 20s too, it's like you can eat anything. You can go out drinking and everything.
No.
And then now you start getting into your 30s and maybe early 40s and you're like, I can't.
You
really
start checking the labels for cholesterol and you're really concerned about getting your omega-3 fatty acids. You're like, have I taken my fish oil today? I better take my fish oil.
I like that Alex wrote in and said, you know, you're getting older. A younger coworker called Blink-182, classic rock.
Oh, yeah.
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 Yeah. When your bands, here's the thing, when your bands start getting labeled classic rock or they're eligible for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which means they've been around 25 years.
Yeah.
Or you hear an elevator music version of one of their songs.
Or a grocery store version. You're like, yeah, this jams, man. Mm-hmm. It's funny because we have a sister station that has been considered like Denver's oldies station for many, many years, you know, and that's still how I look at it. But yeah, they're playing music from like when I was in high school and I'll go down the hall and be like, what the hell are you playing right now? This isn't old. Green Day's not old. Please stop.
I love this note from Tiffany. She goes, I'm 39 years old. I knew when I got all upset and worked up about my grocery store moving where everything is.
Oh, yeah.
I knew I was getting older.
Yeah, because then you got to wander around like an idiot. Like, where's the
what
bread?
What are you doing moving the bread?
I love Amy's, too. She says, good morning, boys. I had to use my phone camera to look at the 3-digit code on the back of my credit card so she could order Chinese food.
Yes.
I just did this the other day when I was standing at school picking up the kids, and there was somebody I thought I recognized, but I was squinting. I took my phone out and zoomed all the way in on them. I was like, oh, I do know that. That person.
Yeah.
That is so and so.
Yep. Nancy says going to bed at 8:30.
Hey, don't knock it, Nancy. That's like late for me.
Tamara says, when I heard a 20-something refer to the 1990s as the late 1900s, which is true. You guys are coming to the table, and you're making me laugh. Robin says, when I had to look up slang in the Urban Dictionary.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I loved doing that, though, because that leads you down a rabbit hole where everything turns naughty.
Stacy's listening up in Greeley. She goes, when your favorite movie is on AMC. You know, it does stand for American Movie Classics.
Armageddon's on. Woo!
So you are definitely old. That's really good. And then Amanda also made me laugh. And I guess a lot of people will be able to relate to this, too. She goes, I process college applications. These new students were born after I graduated from high school in 2007.
Yeah. It's hard to think about, isn't it? It's hard to think about.
Just hang in there, Amanda.
I got a text from the wife. Knickknack texts me. She says, I made a Wayne's World reference in front of a bunch of new grads at work the other day. She said, crickets.
Yes.
Everyone was like, what's Wayne's World? Somebody named Zip texted in. He said, or she, Zip says, mother-in-law bought me a Dyson. I was like, hell yeah, awesome vacuum. Boys, I'm getting excited about a vacuum. Been there, Zip, been there.
Subtle reminder that you're getting old.
Kim says, when people are all complaining, I'll say, when people are complaining about the rain, and you're thinking, yeah, but this is really good for my garden.
That's great. Listener Shannon said that she was at work singing Let It Be, you know, the classic Beatles song, Let It Be. She goes, and a co-worker laughed and said, no, it's not Let It Be, it's Let It Go.
Oh, different. Different. Here's Tom. Tom says, you make as much noise getting off the sofa as you used to getting tackled by a linebacker.
Oh, my God, yes. You know, when I was driving that little review car, and I told you that I had to park a ways away from everybody else because I didn't want anyone to hear the sound I made as I got out of that little thing? Because I had to unfold myself from this little sports car thing, and it wasn't easy, you know? Yeah. It wasn't easy.
Here's Aaron. She says, boys, I'm 30. Now if I look at the clock and it's like 9, I'm like, oh, blank, it's late. I better get to bed.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, it's 9 o'clock? I have a busy day tomorrow.
Yeah.
True.
On this list of subtle reminders you're getting old, when you come across a photo of a celebrity you loved as a kid and you realize they're ancient now. Remember I told you that those satellite classic rock stations, if you're in a car and you hear a classic rock station, whatever, they put the image of the artist as they are today. And I've always thought that was a horrible mistake. Like, they might play Bon Jovi and they show this picture of him with like all white hair and everything right now.
Yeah,
and I'm like,
yeah.
You shouldn't
Damn.
Do that to people. Don't. That's not nice to people.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
If they play a song by Aerosmith and you see them as they are today, you're like, I don't want to remember them that way. Don't do that.
It's like when you see an actor that you really, really used to love, and now they're like pimping gold on the news stations, you know?
Oh my
gold,
God, yeah.
You know? Or they're pimping reverse mortgages. You're like, what happened?
Chris wrote in and said, when I get a cramp in my leg every night just from sleeping.
Yeah, that's the whole. Yeah. I hurt myself sleeping. These are good, you guys. God, they're pouring in.
Shelly says, when you're old enough to be the mom of all of your coworkers,
yep,
welcome to my world.
Yep, yep.
Shelly.